When I was about 3 or 4 years old, we lived in a town called Homewood, Illinois, which was just outside Chicago. And I remember that living room, and we would be watching TV, and my brother and I would be lying on the floor watching TV. And when TV was over, which it was in those days, unlike now, I would lie still for a really long time, really quiet, pretending to sleep. And if I did it long enough, my dad would come pick me up and take me and put me in bed. And I loved that. It made me feel so secure and tended to. Because my dad was strong, but he was also gentle. I see in God that strength and gentleness, tenderness. Someone once wrote that grace is love that stoops and rescues. I think of my earthly father, who stooped maybe not to rescue me, but to make me know that I was loved. The grace of God shows us that God has the strength to stoop down and pick us up out of the most frightening circumstances. But he also has the tenderness to become a man, a human being who would come to this earth and rescue us in another way. Grace is love that stoops and rescues. This is Christ the King Sunday. Now, if we were told that someone would be coming as our king, like the people of Jesus' time, we would have pictured something very different. We would have pictured, in that time, a king arriving on a war horse, a king who would shame and humble his enemies and ours. We would not picture a king who would stoop down to pick us up and give us rest. We would more likely picture a father who comes to the playground and threatens the bullies so that they'll leave us alone. Be careful, though, in what you wish for in a king. If human beings had gotten what we wish for in a king, we would just have more of what we already had. Would anything really have changed? We still would have been the subjects of intimidation, of brute force, of the ways of this world. We would still be talking about making peace and yet perpetrating war. We didn't need one more king of this world because that kind of king couldn't really help us. We would still be threatened by our need for material success, by illness and death, by fear of everything in this world that could best us. We might be on the winning side at that point, but still someone would lose. And all of us would continue to face loss and emptiness because we would base our happiness on things that pass away. When we wish for a king like the other kings of the world, we aren't wishing for peace. We're wishing for better weapons of war. And yet by getting better weapons and sustaining a war, we don't really win. The only way to win is with this kind of king, a God with the power and grace to stoop and rescue us. A king who rides on a colt, who dies on a cross. Ultimately, the one who wins in the eternal, in the reign of Christ the King, is not the one with the best weapons. It is the one who is most willing to lay down those weapons. For this king does not come in shouting to intimidate, but says instead, "Be still and know that I am God." So we find out, as the people of Jesus' time found out, that Christ the King doesn't end the war by having the good weapons. He teaches us to lay down the weapons and invite the peace. Psalm 46, designated for this day of Christ the King, says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. This God makes wars to cease in all to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. We ask for a king that will win for us. We get a king who lays down the weapons. Not a king arriving on a war horse, but a king arriving on a colt. A king who dies not in battle, but on a cross. I have to say thank you, God, for not giving us the king we asked for. For that king would have forced us to live in the world of weapons forever. God in this Christ is a very different kind of king who in his grace stoops to rescue us. Next week, we begin the season of Advent. And at that time, we have more stories of a new kind of king. And we will celebrate that as Christians, in the rule of Christ the King, we have the opportunity to serve the only king who can actually bring us peace. The world can be changed by this new king. I can have all I want and need by letting a different kind of king rule my world. I can find peace if I can stop for a moment during this holiday season. Fat chance. If I can stop as this season cranks up and remember that God is all that matters. If I can remember to be still, I can find peace there in the arms of my God, who by his grace stoops and rescues me.